Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey, just a heads up. Today's episode discusses a traumatic birth injury. Keep that in mind before you listen. Okay, here's the show.
Deval and Kadeen Ellis have always imagined their lives as a family sitcom, like Martin or The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But instead of an opening montage with Will Smith in Philadelphia, the Ellises would open in Brooklyn.
And it's not the typical Brooklyn street that people expect. So it's not the hood Brooklyn that everyone is used to. It's the new Brooklyn.
The gentrified Brooklyn. Brooklyn, yes.
Brooklyn with bike lanes, Whole Foods, artisan pickle shops.
The young woman pushing the stroller with the poodle.
And then a Rolls Royce slides into frame.
Young black dude pulls up and he's confused. Because this is not the Brooklyn that he remembers. He walks around, opens the door for his beautiful wife, Kadeen. We open up the back door. Out jumps three boys who are used to a suburban life. And they're looking at an apartment building. And the young man goes, we're going to live in there. And that's how it opens
up.
That's how it opens up.
Because that is our life.
This is A Longest Shortest Time. I'm Andrea Salenzi. Sometimes it seems like there's only one sitcom about black family on TV at a time. The Cosby Show, Living Single, Family Matters, Black-ish. The Ellises weren't going to wait. They took their sitcom to the internet. Today on the show, Deval and Kadeen Ellis tell us about making their own show about their lives as millennial parents. Even though their videos are sometimes partially scripted, they're always based on something real going on in their family. Kind of like a sitcom and a documentary combined. A sitcom-umentary. In one episode, Deval accidentally drops the baby in the ocean. In another, he's trying to get his kids to dish on what Kadeen got him for his birthday. And in their most popular episode, which we're going to hear about later on in the show, Kadeen gives birth in the Ellis' bedroom. They also just started a podcast about their lives. It's called Deadass. No relation to our teen panel episode. Also called deadass.
Deadass is a term that New Yorkers use when they're very, very serious.
Right. That's like saying for real.
For real. Like, I'm deadass serious right now.
And if it's unclear, here at the show, we are fans. We'd love to see the Ellises on TV for real. Deadass. But first, let's flash back to the Ellises, the prequel. Deval and Kadeen both grew up in Brooklyn in the 80s and 90s, just five blocks away from each other. But even though Kadeen had a huge crush on Deval since she was nine, they never really talked until the day she visited him at college.
She wore these
khaki pants. I wore like the perfect pants. Like, I know every woman knows they have those like jeans or those pair of pants that just make your butt look perfect and like cinches your waist and they don't make you look short. So I wore the perfect pants. Sorry.
They were perfect. They were perfect. Because when you walked out, I was like, God damn. It was like everything was in slow motion.
At the time, Deval was a broke college student, but he had a meal plan. So he told Kadeen to meet him at the cafeteria and order anything she wanted, his treat.
She goes in there and I'm thinking she's going to order a salad, you know, something, you know, very light. And she's like, so I can order anything? And I'm like, yeah, order anything. So she looks at the guy. She's like, I'll take honey turkey American cheese on a roll with What you? What was it?
It was okay. First of all, get my order right.
Oh, here we go.
Get it right.
It's
do
a
not,
lot. It's a
do
lot.
Do not disrespect the order. It was a hero.
It
wasn't
a hero.
A roll.
Okay,
I was
a
hungry. And it was honey turkey, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, salt, pepper, vinegar, oil, pickles, and onions.
How the hell am I supposed to remember all that while I'm focusing on your pants? So then I'm like, all right, bet. Well, I'm like, damn, you used half my card money already. But I'm like, all right.
You told me to get whatever I wanted. And then we went back to his room.
Went back to my room and we sat on the bed and she scarfed down the sandwich. Like, it was like,
I didn't feel it. I was like super hungry.
Mayonnaise on her cheek. I was like, hey, you got something there. Let me get that. She had crumbs
and
in her hair.
I was like, I do.
She was like, I do?
I was like, whoops.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry.
Pickle juice flying out. She's biting the pickle. It's squirting in my eye and stuff.
Yeah, it was like etiquette out the window. But that just goes to show how comfortable DeVal made me feel. Like, you figure you're going to see this guy on campus. He's like, oh, let's go back to the room. Like, it was no funny business. We sat on the bed.
Yeah.
And you were on the chair by the desk and I was on the bed eating. Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's going to let me eat on his bed. Nice. So I sat there and I ate and we just spoke like, we were old friends that reconnected and...
For 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours.
DeVal and Kadeen got serious, started making a plan. They were going to graduate from Hofstra University in Long Island, start their careers, save money, get married.
We're going to buy a two-family house in Brooklyn so that we can rent out the first floor and then we can live on the top floor for free and then we can be artists and we can chase after our dreams, but we won't have to worry about a mortgage because the rent will pay the mortgage. Those are things that we first talked about on that night when we met.
And of course, start a family. DeVal and Kadeen knew from the start that they wanted to have kids together. And DeVal had a prediction.
I told her, I only make boys.
He did say that early on.
I said, I don't only make boys. I don't make girls.
After college, things took off for DeVal. He got signed to play in the NFL for the Detroit Lions as a wide receiver. It was the beginning of their plan, just in Michigan. This was 2008.
Everything is perfect. Then the recession hits. I end up getting cut from the Lions.
In the TV sitcom of their lives, this is when the record needle scratches. Freeze frame on DeVal and Kadeen as the walls of their house in Michigan collapse. DeVal and Kadeen decided to move back to Brooklyn. Their original plan, just under new circumstances.
We start all over. We say, yo, if this is what we're going to do, let's get it done. We move back into an old apartment that my grandmother had.
Cut to the apartment interior. DeVal's grandmother had been renting it out to two of DeVal's college friends. It was the ultimate bachelor pad, mattresses on the floor, no bed frames, no furniture, really.
I was like, we gotta live where?
But they moved in, and they actually still live there today. They got married, DeVal quit football and opened a gym where he was a personal trainer. On the side, he also started trying out for acting roles in commercials and in television. And then in 2011, DeVal and Kadeen found out they were having a baby, a boy. That's one for one for DeVal's prediction, and they named him Jackson. The birth was rough. First, the baby was born with a club foot. The nurses rushed him away from DeVal and Kadeen. And second, when DeVal looked over at Kadeen, she didn't look okay.
She's looking really, really pale. It looks like she's falling asleep, and I'm like, I know she's tired because she's been up since early in the morning. So then I go down to look, you know, between her legs, make sure everything is okay. And she's bleeding profusely. Like, it was just blood coming out. So I called my mother-in-law, who's a nurse, and said, Mom, you know, is this normal?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, are you supposed to lose some blood? But then she came over
much.
And looked.
She was like,
oh, no, this is not normal.
And she said to the doctor, she was like, this does not look right.
The doctors rushed Kadeen into emergency surgery. She's gone for 3 hours.
I thought that I was like, is this the last time I'm going to see my wife? Because there's so many times you hear that a woman dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked so out of it.
Kadeen had torn her cervix while giving birth. She had 27 stitches to close the tear. This moment completely changed how DeVal saw fatherhood. Before Jackson, DeVal always imagined being a dad meant teaching his kids to play sports, watching them grow up into young adults. Childbirth had never been part of the vision.
So for me, it was like, if I'm going to be responsible for asking Kadeen to have children, because I want a lot of children, it's important for me to be responsible to make sure I can help her go through this as easy as possible. It's unfair for me to say, you have to bear my children and figure it out on your own, and I'll be present once the kids get here. That's just not fair.
After Jackson, Deval wanted to know everything about childbirth.
So I approached childbirth like I was approaching a football game. And I was like, let me do some research. Let me watch some film.
Let me read the scouting report.
No, I'm dead ass. Dead ass.
Like, let me get the stats.
Get the scouting report. Let me get the stats.
Deval studied up on childbirth and literally everything else he could read about babies.
Because even like when it came to like sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, he's just like, well, so are we out of the clear? Because I read that, you know, at this month they do this, and should we have them in the crib? And
you gotta
should we put them in the bassinet? And shouldn't we take the bumpers out of the crib? I was like, how do you know all this stuff, dude? And all the reading that you do, you still don't understand my ass half the time. But it's all good.
I understand your reproductive system. I don't understand your brain. I got to go see a neurologist about that.
You got some more reading to do.
Deval's game plan came in handy when Kadeen got pregnant with their second child. This one she wanted to try doing without the epidural. And her birth partner, Deval, learned a trick for this. He coached her into doing more labor while standing or walking.
So I told Kay, like, listen, we're going to labor to the very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And our doctor, who's freaking amazing, Dr. Vecca, she told us, hey, you know, it's about 6 o'clock. Come in at 1 o'clock. You should be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To the minute, guys. To the minute. It was 12:56. Kay went to take something down to the garbage. She came back. All I heard was, ah! And I was like, what happened? She was like, I think we need to go to the hospital.
Cut to the car. Deval speeds, running red lights with Kadeen in the passenger seat.
I still got fingerprints in the back of my neck from her grabbing me.
Oh my goodness, I was holding on for dear life.
At the hospital, Deval pulled up to the entrance, dropped off Kadeen, and then he left to go park the car. Meanwhile, inside the hospital, Kadeen realized the baby was coming fast.
By the time I got to triage, I felt like the baby's head crowning. And I got onto the triage table and I had my legs closed because I felt like the minute I open my legs, I'm going to have this baby and Deval's going to miss it. The doctor kept telling me, Miss Ellis, open your legs, open your legs. And I was trying to ignore him to the point that he thought I was hard of hearing. He thought he had to like bring a sign interpreter in. Like, seriously, he was like, can someone sign to her? I'm like, no, I can hear you. I just don't want to open my legs. And literally, they like forced my legs open and out came Cairo. And Deval walked in 30 seconds later like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
I missed it.
All because I went to park the damn car.
They named their second son Cairo. And if you're keeping track, that's 2 for 2 for Deval's all-boys prediction. After Cairo came another big change for the Ellises, the birth of their sitcomumentary. Stay with us.
Can you say advertisements?
Advertisements.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Welcome back. The first episode of the Ellises show, The Ellises, was posted on YouTube, April 2017. Their oldest son, Jackson, is 5 years old.
You know what? I was supposed to be getting some time to sleep in today, right? Look at this. He listening to the game mad loud.
And their younger son, Cairo, is just under a year old.
Somebody's hungry. He was just crying. Kay's trying to wean him off the breast. You're almost to one.
Deval got the idea to start making these videos because at the time, he was auditioning for TV roles. And it was working. He'd booked 3 roles on network television. But in all of them, he was playing a convict or an ex-convict. Never a doctor, never a dad. And finally, during his audition for Inmate Number 7, Deval called Kadeen to say he's done.
And I just said, I can't do this anymore. I just walked out. And then she's like, well, what you going to do? And I was like, well, you know, we used to watch Martin, The Fresh Prince. We watched Jamie Foxx. Those were all like great sitcoms that show just regular black families just being black families. So I'm going to make my own sitcom out of us.
The videos usually start with Deval talking directly to the camera.
Laughter is the ultimate pacifier.
He's holding it up like he's taking a selfie while the Ellis' day-to-day life unfolds around him.
Yes.
And since the beginning, they've documented the fun stuff and the hard stuff. Like, in that first episode, Deval takes a second to sit down with the camera on a tripod, kind of like a confessional in a reality TV show. And he talks about what it's like for him to parent 2 kids instead of 1.
Time for some daddy reflection. So, today was the first time that I seen Jackson actually get jealous. And for the first time as a dad, I kind of felt like, damn, how do I handle this situation? Because I want both of my kids to always feel inclusive, but I also want them to feel special. Like I have a special bond with each of them. And I'm trying to balance.
We were so engulfed in Jackson and so in love with him. And we were just enjoying every single minute with him that I was just like, I don't want to throw anybody else into the mix for that reason. You don't think you can love them enough. And I'm kind of like, I felt guilty. I remember being pregnant with Cairo and sobbing like at the end of my pregnancy, like, I feel so bad.
Yeah, you did feel
bad.
There's
no way that I'm going to be able to do this. Like, I feel so guilty that I want to have the split time with Jackson now. It was like totally a thing that I went through as a mom.
But Jackson, being his typical Jackson self, soothed us.
Yes.
He honestly told me, he was like, you know what, Dad? Mommy's having a baby, right? And I was like, yes. And he was just like, am I going to have to share my toys? And I was just like, yeah, bro, you're going to have to share your toys. He's like, that's cool because I see you have a brother and you share a lot of stuff with Uncle Brian. So I could do that.
We're making our way to the pool. How you feeling, baby?
In episode 32, Kadeen gives birth to their 3rd child at home in a birthing pool.
We got this, mama.
Video is 30 plus minutes, all about home birth, and it's been watched over 200,000 times. It's their most popular video ever.
Feeling all right?
The video starts off in the Ellis' apartment. With Deval leading Kadeen to their bedroom, where they set up the birthing pool.
Baby E3's coming. Mommy.
They asked family members to wait out in the living room. But before she left, Kadeen's mom decided to make the birthing pool more spa-like.
She definitely, like, found a way to, like, come in and, like, before she left the room, like, throw the rose petals in.
She threw the rose petals in there, like, right before she walked out. I'm like, look at your mother.
I'm like, she's like a flower girl in a wedding.
And I'm like, what are they? So I said, this is going to piss you off as you start to have contraction and rose petals sticking to your legs. You're going to be mad. You're going to be mad.
The only people in the bedroom with Kadeen are Deval, Kadeen's sister who's filming, a birth photographer, and Kadeen's midwife, Takiya.
Kadeen is like, you know, she's like, Takiya, are you going to tell me when to push? Because I don't know when to push. And Takiya's like, no, Kadeen. And she's speaking like
her
this.
Her voice was
she's
like,
no, you're going to tell me when you're ready to push because your body's going to let you know. So I'm saying to myself, so what are you here for if Kadeen is going to tell us?
You're bringing your hips forward and you're just going to roll your hips in the water just like that with the contraction.
Okay.
Just back and forth. And it can be as violent or as smooth as you want it to be. However way you want, whatever feels good.
I was getting flashbacks of tearing with Jackson, so it's like, you don't want to push at the wrong time. So I'm like, tell me when to push. And she's like, no, you tell me when you want to push. I'm like, no, you tell me when to push. It was like this back and forth for like 2 or 3 go-rounds.
And I'm sitting there looking at the two of them like, somebody like, better tell somebody when to push.
And then literally, it's like my body just started doing it.
You got it, Kay?
Video is really intimate. Deval is kissing Kadeen on the forehead while she's in the birthing pool as the contractions get closer and closer together. Neither of them know the gender yet, and they're about to find out in the old-fashioned way.
Great. Who made the playlist? Oh, that was my brother and sister.
Yeah.
They were a joint effort, but the crazy thing is, though, we didn't know if it was a boy or not, right? So at the very end, as I'm doing the last couple of pushes, Beyonce's If I Were a Boy came on.
Yo, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss, please. Yo.
Hi,
you are a freaking monster. You're amazing. You're amazing.
Oh my God.
And
this
then Kaz comes out.
This is like perfect. And I was like, whoa.
And I called him too. I called him as he came out.
He did.
The greatest experience of my life.
Best catch of your life, receiver.
Yes, well, after catching you.
Aw, no, I caught you though.
You did. No, it was the greatest experience of my life. I missed Cairo.
He did miss Cairo.
I missed Cairo, so I was pissed about that. Jackson, they whisked him away so fast, but I watched my baby come out of the water, go right onto my wife's chest, and then he lifted his head up, like, immediately and, like, found the boob.
Yeah, he just latched on, like,
like, immediately. And it was like, it was almost like, you know, you watch Animal, I don't want to compare you to Animal, but, you know, you watch Animal Planet and you see the birth of the deer, and the deer comes out, and then he's, like, wobbly, his legs is wobbly, and then he finally starts to walk. It was like, he came out and his neck is wobbly, but then he finally catches the boob and it's like, yo, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a mama boy.
Yo, man, I'm so proud.
They named their third son Kaz. Val was not kidding about only making boys.
I didn't know that. I was just talking.
See how you manifest things?
And I said that to her.
The power of speaking things into existence.
As the three Ellis boys got older, they started participating in the videos too, sometimes running the cameras themselves. Like in episode number 50, Deval and Jax go to Spain, part one.
Hello, you guys. This is Jackson, yo, boy, Swag Savage. Me and my dad just made it to Madrid. We are filming a commercial tomorrow.
Around the time this video came out, Deval and Kadeen were written up in Essence as the couple crush of the week. They were also just featured on a segment about black love on a TV show on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Anyway, me and my dad are international people. We international elves. Soy and Deval. Soy and Jackson. It's despacito.
But most of the time, their videos are about their day-to-day life as a family of five. Like in the episode where Jackson's homesick.
He got a stomach virus. I've been ducking and chucking vomit all night. Cairo teeth, and he just be screaming for no reason. And he keeps trying to put Jackson's vomit bucket on the top of his head. What day is today?
All through the Ellis' vlogs, their kids' personalities are on full display. There's Jackson. He's the responsible older brother. And Cairo, the less responsible middle child.
Before I get on the grill, I get my Father's Day brunch.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Who's
Let's get
help
money.
Me make brunch?
Who's gonna help
me?
Make brunch.
You making brunch?
Yeah.
See, they're making brunch. Look at Cairo. Cairo didn't even move. Cairo, you gonna help mommy make brunch?
Yes.
All right, let's go, Dee Dee.
All right, Dee Dee.
Let's go.
We would tell Jackson from the time he's young, hey, sit here, watch TV, I'll be back. Jackson would sit there, watch TV, right? From the time Cairo was one, Cairo, sit here, where you going? What you mean? I said, sit here, I'm going back to the bathroom. Why can't I go? And I'm like, just sit here. Then he'd be like, okay. Then I'll take two steps, turn around. He's right on my heels. I'm like, didn't I tell you to sit there? And then now it's a whole conversation of why you can't follow me to the bathroom. And then he ultimately talks me into letting him go to the bathroom with me. Now we're
all
both in the bathroom.
All I have to say is he is his father's child. If there was any child that was going to test Deval, he is in the form of Cairo.
Yes.
He is in the form of Cairo.
Cairo. Can you not spill that juice box down my back, please?
Cairo throws his juice box over to Val's head.
Oh.
And then there's Kaz, the baby of the family, whose name means peacemaker.
Kaz came into this world super peacefully. Y'all saw the video. I had him at home in a pool. It was great.
He was a banshee from the time he came out. He used to scream at the top of his lungs when he was hungry. And if you didn't get the boob immediately, it was...
He did cry a lot.
Hey, Aggie Caggy. Yo, there's always that one kid that'd be so aggravating. Why are you always crying? Ain't nobody do nothing to you.
He's the little tough guy.
He's the toughest one of all three of them. And he looks the most like me.
Like you. Right.
He has the same exact face as me.
God is laughing at you.
He has the same exact face.
He does.
And does not want anything to do with me.
Hey, cry baby. What you doing over there? Hmm? What you doing over there?
You're next to your mommy, so you're not crying, huh? Look, look.
He's like,
like a different kid. What you doing, Wowie?
In the 2 years since Duvall and Kadeen started sharing the sitcom of their lives online, the videos have been watched over 9 million times. On Instagram, Duvall and Kadeen have followers in league with a Bachelor contestant or Beto O'Rourke or Megan Rapinoe pre-World Cup victory. People love looking at them. So once your online sitcomumentary's taken off and you have your legion of adoring fans, what does that mean for you and your co-star as a couple? Don't go away.
Advertisements.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Welcome back. Duvall and Kadeen's sitcomumentary is all about access, which is kind of how they are in real life. They're open about a lot of things. Like when they were in the studio with me, Duvall was like, do you want to hear a funny story? This happened about 6 weeks after Kaz was born, when Kadeen had a postpartum checkup. 6 weeks is typically when your doctor will tell you if it's A-OK to start having penetrative sex again.
Yeah, I got my six-week checkup.
She got a six-week checkup and everything is good to go, right?
Duvall's favorite term after
yes,
kids.
Yes,
it the is, countdown.
Yes. 7 weeks is great. 7 weeks is great.
After the appointment, Duvall and Kadeen had a date night.
And she hasn't drank in over like almost 2 years because she had baby back-to-back breastfeeding. So I'm like, let's get some drinks.
Yep.
She had a rum and coke. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of drinks. We went to Harlem Hookah. Then we come back home.
They snuck back into their room quietly. It was late, almost 4 a.m. They didn't want to wake the kids or Kadeen's grandma, who was living with them at the time, helping to take care of baby Kaz.
Grandma was so used to when the baby cries that they didn't want to wake me up, that she would just come in the room.
Right. And she'd
and she
like,
would
come
just
to help
come in
me
and take
stuff.
The baby
right.
and then leave. So now me and Kay and they're doing our thing, you know, as married people do, right? And Kay's had a couple drinks, so she's all over the place now. And she's making her noises, right? So then I hear footsteps. I hear doom, 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 right? So then
someone's crying. Yeah.
Kay is making her noises. And then I hear grandma go, is that the baby? And then Kay is making her noises and I hear grandma go, oh! And then she walked back into the other room.
Grandma came in the room. Duvall, why didn't you like put your hand over my mouth or something?
I was trying to stop you.
This is the kind of story Duvall and Kadeen are happy to tell in an interview and in their videos. The whole deal with their sitcomumentary is to say, here's our life. Maybe your life looks something like it. And a big part of this is not just sharing the funny things that happen in their life. They've never hidden the hard stuff about parenting and marriage, like the fact that their relationship is still a work in progress.
Kadeen is horrible with communication.
Oh, God.
Right? So, and see, the truth is the truth. Kadeen is the type of person that'll go out, right? And she'll say, hey, babe, I'll be back in about an hour, right? So we make all of our plans because our life is so hectic. Our plans have to be like to the minute. So she says she'll be back in an hour. Hour goes by, 2 hours go by, and I'm like texting, calling, no response. Finally, she texts me back. She's like, hey, I'm on my way home. I said, yo, you said you'd be back in an hour. And she was just like, oh, well, I was here. I had to get my face done. Blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, you make it seem like everything you do is so much more important than what I have to do that I can just sit back here and wait. And she's like,
I'm working on it still, yeah.
Their videos open up the door and let people in, even when they're fighting.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You never said that.
You just don't listen to me.
You never said that.
Prime example of just you not.
I don't listen to you when you talk. What are you talking about?
You don't active listen.
What are you talking about?
You do not active
listen. Oh my gosh.
Listen with the intent to hear and understand.
Oh my gosh, you got that from me. I tell you that all the time. Oh my gosh.
Start taking your own advice then.
She.
We don't. curtail what we do according to what we think people will think.
We did that our whole 20s.
We did that forever, and it just did not work for us. And I see my mom and my grandmother and some of my family members who have done that, and they've worried so much about what people will think, and they still haven't gotten to what they want to get to in life because they're so concerned about this these people.
Right.
So yeah, when it time came for me to just start to share on social media, and I had to break it down to my mom like this, I'm like, Mom, this is something that we're doing that's strategic. We're creating our own content. This is our narrative.
And it helps people in a very real way. Stories like this are why so many people comment on Deval and Kadeen's Instagram with hashtag relationship goals and realest shit ever. On a photo of all the Ellises posing on a street, including Jackson, Cairo, and Kaz, someone wrote to Deval, I know you guys had to go through some ugly to get to all this beauty. Thank you for showing how cool being a family man can be. That is the legacy they want to leave their kids.
Legacy to me is defined by how many people you can inspire. So for example, you can die. And when you die, you have no more money. You can't give any money to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But when you die, if you continue to inspire people through your name, through your music, through your gifts,
things you've done,
through your talents, those
are
things.
How you've served.
Right, how you serve. Those are things that can never be taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That is a legacy.
And in the meantime, who knows? Maybe there'll be a few spinoffs of the Ellises in the future.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about an animated series with the kids. We talked about a movie, The Ellises Save the World.
Where the Ellises go.
The Ellises go here.
Vacationing, whatever.
We've like, talked about all of these different
absolutely,
things.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
Books,
yep.
Book series, all that. All of that.
The sky's the limit.
You can follow Kadeen on Instagram and Twitter at
Kadeen I Am, KHADEENIAM.
And Deval's at
I Am Deval, IAMDEVALE.
And the whole family is on YouTube.
That's where you can find the vlogs with all
yes.
the boys.
And just search the Ellises on YouTube and we'll pop up.
This episode was produced by me, Andrea Salenzi, with Jackie Sajico. We were edited by Abigail Keel with help from Amy Drozdowska. Our show's creator and executive producer is Hillary Frank. Our engineer is Brendan Burns. Our music is performed by hotmoms.gov. We get editorial support from Peter Clowney, Antonia Akitunde, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Rekha Murthy, and Julia Wang. Next time on The Longest Shortest Time, Jessica Rose tells us why she calls herself a baby mama.
I just, like, had some hoop earrings that say baby mama made. Like, I rock baby mama to the end. Like, yep, I'm a crazy-ass baby mama, and I'm out here, okay? I don't want people to be able to use that word as a weapon against me anymore, and they can't if I'm the one that's labeling myself with it and having fun.
Don't miss this episode. Subscribe to The Longest Shortest Time on Stitcher or wherever you're listening right now. And as always, here at The Longest Shortest Time, we want to hear your surprising stories. Right now, we want to hear from someone who found that having kids changed their approach to climate change. Tell us. Go to longestshortesttime.com, hit the Participate tab, and submit your story.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.